Episode 5.
You know, for me to be able to step away from the shop for a few minutes and still have it operate while I'm gone, that's, you know, it really showed me what's possible.
Welcome, aftermarketers. Prepare to learn just one thing from today's episode and take action on your journey to remarkable results. Welcome, Aftermarket Tribe. Carm Capriotto here. Today's guest is a disciplined goal setter. That could account for an extremely prestigious recognition he received from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, being recognized as the only small business in Iowa to receive the Blue Ribbon Small Business Award for 2015. Listen to Clint Dudley, owner of Shade Tree Auto, talk about the impact of this recognition on his business. Hear Clint talk about how he started in business, like so many other successful entrepreneurs, and find out what he believes is the number one thing that makes a great shop. There are many great takeaways from this interview, like what he does for Apex SEMA for his team, and he shares an incredible aha moment. So, don't miss a minute. Here we go. Hey, aftermarketers, let's get started. I'm simply thrilled to introduce my guest today, Clint Dudley from Shade Tree Auto in Grimes, Iowa. Hello, Clint.
Hello.
Hey, tell us about Grimes.
Grimes. Well, it's a small town. It's a suburb of Des Moines, capital of Iowa. So it is kind of very similar to what I grew up in as a kid. It's about 5,000 people. It's a nice small community. Yet it's got a lot of amenities being that close to such a big town.
So it's near Des Moines. Yeah, kind of a major suburb of Des Moines.
It'd be one of the smaller ones, but it's directly attached to Des Moines itself. So
there's a fabulous reason that I connected with you here, and that is because you've won an incredible national award, and I do want to cover that in just a little bit. But first, I'd like to cover something that you have on your website, and it's in the About You section, and
it says
that you have this philosophy of bring back the classic repair shop. And when I read that, I just, you know, because I've been around a bunch of years myself and can probably relate to what you're thinking. What does that mean?
Well, you know, you notice the name Shade Tree Auto and what that means to, you know, so people that are kind of familiar with the industry. It's those guys in their backyard that could get anything done that needed to be done despite what was going on with parts availability and tools and whatnot. And it was mostly to, you know, help out friends and family and just do what needed to be done and not do the extra. So that's really what I enjoyed about the experience. You know, I had some bad experiences growing up with auto repair, and I just didn't want that to happen to anybody else.
And when you built your shop, I believe it was 2001?
Correct.
And then you grew in 2005 to the Grimes location. Is that correct?
Yeah. When I started the shop, it was a side project. I had a place at home, a garage, a detached garage that I could do some work out of, and it was a kind of a tax write off. But you know, as I started getting on some friends and family and fixing their cars, it kind of grew from there, and we had to make a decision at some point.
And you legitimized, if you will, your work into a full-fledged business.
Absolutely, yeah. It was always kind of a dream, and whether I really saw it as a reality or not, it's what it eventually evolved into.
So many of our professional service providers in the industry all started like that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, let's talk about this incredible award that your company earned. And I'm going to actually do some reading from a press release here. And it was on March 9th, not too long ago from when we're recording this episode. You won the U.S. Chamber of Commerce National Blue Ribbon Business Award. And it was, I believe, how it was presented that, oh, my God, there were two service centers in the U.S. that received this award, and they were both at the same time, and a peer of yours from Minnesota won. But it goes on to say from the chamber, and this is where I think it's just such an excellent recognition for you, Here's a quote. It says, while our economy still struggles to reach its full potential, small businesses like our Blue Ribbon Award winners have continued to act as examples of resilience, ingenuity, and opportunity at work in the free enterprise system. And that came from the U.S. Chamber President and CEO Tom Donahue. And then he goes on to say, times can be tough, but these businesses have proven that they can be too. And by taking risks, watching out for their employees and giving back to their communities, they've shown that success is achievable. How has this, in just the last 3 weeks, Clint, impacted your business?
Well, we're just starting to see the effect of it. We have just had a huge outpouring of support from the chambers that we're involved in. The Greater Des Moines Partnership, which is a collection of about 25 to 30 chambers in the area, has been a huge supporter of this as well. We're actually the only small business in Iowa this year to receive this award, so it's pretty easy to get support both locally and statewide. And you know, the accolades, the congratulations is just kind of the tip. We're really excited to be part of this. We're going to DC in June for America's Small Business Summit to receive the award, and we'll be representing Iowa at that time.
Excellent. How difficult was it to apply for this award?
Well, the actual application was, it took me about 2 days to fill it out. We were nominated for this award from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce itself after we had won, a similar award locally here last fall. We won what's called the Community Champion Award through the Greater Des Moines Partnership. And after that, we were contacted and asked to fill out some forms, which was mostly essay and a lot of additional support material that we had to sit along.
So it started as a grassroots local effort, and then it just blossomed.
Yeah. We were recognized by the partnership through a nomination process as well. I'm not sure who nominated us, but we were happy to be part of that. We accepted the award among companies such as Facebook, which has just become a huge supporter of the Des Moines area with some of the buildings that they're putting up. And one of the local grocery store chains. So it's
It's an incredible honor for you, and I hope you can ride the rails for this level of recognition for a long time to come. So Clint, it takes a special businessman to get recognized, and you must have all those right qualities. What's your biggest strength as an entrepreneur?
You know, I think doing what you believe in, really following what you think is the right way to do things is very important. If you stop and ask everybody their opinion, you're going to end up getting, you know, everybody's opinion. It's not going to be the same as what you want or what you think the customers need. So you really have to be true to yourself as far as the direction that you want to head.
What's one thing that makes a shop great?
Oh, that's pretty easy. It's the staff. You have to have a great staff on board of ethical and experienced technicians. You need a service advisor that's willing to bend over backwards for people, and somebody that's going to make the right decision when it comes to, you know, is it time to stick some money into a car? Is it time to move on? And have somebody that's on board with that.
So how do you grow and develop great staff?
Easiest way is to get them after they've been grown and developed. What we've done is we've created an environment that was very conducive to these people. So we could kind of pick and choose our staff as they came available. We have shortened our hours right off the bat. We shortened our hours from Monday through Saturday to Monday through Friday. So our technicians we hire would have the weekends off. We installed air conditioning in the shop so they can work throughout the summers in an air conditioned environment. And we've taken some trips to Las Vegas, the SEMA show. We provide that for them and their families. At the end of the year.
Yeah, does everyone go?
Yeah. I haven't had anybody say no yet.
You close the shop down? Is that what you do?
We do. Unfortunately, our customers are very understanding, but for these guys to be as productive as they are and to do such a great job, it's a great way to say thank you.
That's a big takeaway for our listeners to know that, hey, SEMA, you probably end up going to Apex at the same time, is so important to you that you close the shop. Can you imagine if everyone in the country did that? No one could get a car repaired in the U.S. during that.
I don't know if you've ever been down there, but it kind of looks like everybody in the country did.
Yes, you're absolutely right. So I love your answer about techs. Let someone else train them. We'll bring them in and we'll make them better. But what does technical training mean to your staff? How much do you do? What's your commitment to training?
You know, it's... Boy, it advances so fast. You know, we do what we can as far as being involved in the aftermarket training that's provided through our parts suppliers. We've got a good association with the community college that I graduated from just down the road from us. And, you know, it seems like we've always got a technician or, you know, an up-and-coming technician that's still going through the training program, the two-year degree. And, you know, it's a pretty good insight. He may not have all the experience, but he's bringing in a lot of, you know, new technologies that maybe we haven't understood yet.
Sure. How many hours a year do you believe each tech gets in technical training?
Well, it's a little tricky because a lot of that stuff's online anymore and it's as needed. But formally, I'd say anywhere from, you know, 30 to 60 hours.
So between leader-led and online, 30 to 60 hours a year?
At least, yeah.
Are they nighttime training, daytime training?
Most of it's nighttime after hours.
Most of it's night. Okay, great. Thank you very much. Hey, what's one habit you wished you had?
I wished I had. Well, I'm not exactly a neat freak, so my office is a mess. But I've got a system. Fortunately, the guys I hired are, so we have a really clean shop. And I think if I was a little more on top of that, I think I could convey that to our customers a little better.
Very honest answer. Thanks a lot. What's one thing right now that has you fired up?
You know, right now I'm getting some change in products that we're getting into our shop, and oil, for example, I think was a good one. And when we get a product that automatically comes with a guarantee or warranty, and we're presented with the option to sell that as additional to our customers, I think that's been an issue for me. So right now, I think the ethics that we see trickling in from, you know, from other repair shops through our parts suppliers, making sure that they're on board with what we want to present our customers to being open and honest. I just hate being presented with an opportunity to sell something to our customers that they're going to get for free anyway.
Very, very interesting answer. It's worth a discussion for an entire show to tear that apart. Hey, what wakes you up at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Wondering if I forgot to get back to a customer. you know, we get a lot of requests in online. We've got an online scheduling program. We have, you know, a lot of people that just casually mention, hey, can you check into this, check into that? And sometimes, you know, you'll wake up and run through that mental checklist and you can't remember yes or no if you did that.
Sure. Hey, so let's go back to the time of the day again. You woke up this morning and you won an award for something. What would it be?
You know, honestly, I'd like to think it was the community involvement. A lot of what we do centers around being part of a small town community and how important that is to not only to us, but our customers.
You covered that just a few minutes ago about the community college, and I think I read somewhere on your site that DMACC. Is that the local community college?
Yeah, we call it DMAC. It's Des Moines Area Community College.
And you're on the technical advisory board.
Yeah, through the automotive campus, correct.
And tell me about what you do on that board.
We meet twice a year. We review the information that they're going to be providing to their kids in the next class. We approve new equipment that we feel is necessary for proper education. And then, you know, we go through safety inspections and stuff for the classes to make sure everything's up to par.
Hey, do you have a chance, though, to review the curriculum to see if these young men, women are being taught the right courses?
Absolutely, yeah. And there's been adjustments to the curriculum over the years.
And how much control does the advisory board have over that?
Advisory board actually votes on it. It's up to the board to make that decision.
And then it goes back out to the college to implement.
Correct. Now we do get plenty of information from the staff that this is the direction they should head, and we do have to formally vote on it.
Great. I spent a bunch of years doing that same thing, so I can relate to what you're doing. Hey, Clint, take us to a moment in time an incredible aha moment you've had that really was a life changer. Tell us the story.
You know, probably there's a particular technician that we had hired. And honestly, he walked into our shop and slapped a tech pay plan down on the counter and said, I want to work here. You don't have to guarantee me any money. Just agree to pay me this if I produce. And it was very similar to what we had in place already. And, you know, we were doing pretty well at the time. Really didn't need a technician. But, you know, I figured, what the heck? I mean, he had great qualifications. He was ASE Master Certified. I found out later he's actually from my hometown. I really thought this was going to be, a decent hire. It turned out that this guy started knocking out 80 to 90 hours a week in billable time. We would actually pull in his stuff after he left at night and make sure it was all properly done. And it was just amazing. This guy really kind of showed me what the potential is for a technician out there. And, it really kind of shifted the way we structured our technicians and our service advisor. And we were able to find a couple more just like him that we now currently have employed.
Wow, great story and a great learning curve with it.
Absolutely.
So let's go under the hood. What's the best advice you've ever received?
It's been from multiple people, and it was you really can't truly make money unless you've got people that are there to help you make it. And I think what they're talking about was the employees. You know, the best surgeon in the world doesn't make money unless he's actually performing the surgery. You know, for me to be able to step away from the shop for a few minutes and still have it operate while I'm gone, it really showed me what's possible.
Based on so many of the interviews that I've been doing, this is an incredible theme that continues to resonate with all of these successful entrepreneurs. Next question, true differentiation brings value to the customer. What is your differentiation?
You know, what we really hang our hat on is our warranty. We do offer a 4-year, 40,000-mile warranty on parts and labor, which is twice as much as our nearest competitor. And I think that allows people to understand, you know, how committed we are to the repair and the fact that we're using the quality parts.
Thank you. Share one of your personal habits that contributes to your success.
Probably tenacity. I have a tough time letting go of things. So when something doesn't work out quite the way I wanted to in the beginning, I don't typically abandon it. I give it a third or a fourth shot. And sometimes that's what it takes to get things going.
What's holding you back right now?
Right now, pretty much just funding. We'd like to do some expansion, and we're dealing with some of the banks and small business loans. As far as, you know, being able to build a larger location or a second location, so that's really what's holding us back.
Does your banker understand your business?
Absolutely. We're good friends. He was a chamber president the year after I was, so I see him 2-3 times a week whenever I'm in the bank.
Nothing like having a great relationship with your banker.
You bet.
Hey, any special amenities, interactive media, digital type assets, or features that make your customer experience unique?
We have converted to be a paperless auto repair shop. About 6 months ago, we took on bolt-on technologies, digital inspections, and their customer communication package through Mitchell, and allows us to check in a car with a tablet. The technicians have one as well. They can do all their inspections on it, take pictures of anything, and then we can send that digitally to our customers so they can go through it while we're on the phone with them.
Give me an idea of your waiting room.
It's small, but it's tastefully done. It's a lot like a doctor's office. We invested quite a bit in four really comfortable chairs. We've got a little a slot car track over in the corner that I finally got after 30 years. And we invested some additional money into our restroom. So it's a small restroom, but it's very nice.
Excellent. What percent of volume do you buy online versus do you pick up the phone and call a parts supplier?
I would say about 80% is online.
80% online. Now, I'm going to ask you my famous ranking questions, and mm-hmm. I'm actually going to write them down so I don't forget them here. And I want you to rank from 1 to 14 the order you feel that these following supplier qualities, supplier features rank to you. Availability.
Number one.
Number one. Meaning, if you don't have it, you can't fix it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Trust.
Number five.
Number five. Knowledgeable.
Put that as four.
Relationships.
That's an eight.
Product selection.
That I ranked three.
And does that mean you have the plethora of European, Japanese, foreign, domestic, or is that between value lines and brands?
Kind of both. We are one of the few shops that's comfortable working on the European lines, the import lines. But at the same time, we won't put a cheap brand or a middle-of-the-road brand down. It's premium parts every single time. So
every single time.
Absolutely.
What a great theme that these interviews have been taking. It's incredible, the similarity to incredibly successful people. Product quality.
Number two.
Number two. Yeah, it's almost, it all makes sense here based on how you're rating these. Price.
That's a nine.
It's a nine. Delivery service.
Seven.
Training technical.
Put that at 11.
Training management.
That's 12.
Import coverage.
Six.
Loyalty programs.
13.
Marketing programs.
That's 14.
And warranty support.
Leaves 10.
Well, that's great. Excellent. I see where your head is when it comes to suppliers. Now, I want you to rank between 1 and 11, with 1 being the highest or your most important factor as it relates to your own business focus and success. I'm going to ask you to rank where customer experience comes in.
Yeah, it came in at number one.
Revenue generation.
Number two.
Marketing and digital assets.
Six.
Maintenance sales.
That's 11.
Technical training.
Eight.
Supplier relationship.
Four.
Shop productivity.
Seven.
Finding quality techs.
Five.
Business management training.
10.
Car count.
3.
An exit strategy.
That leaves 9.
That would be 9. So first is customer experience, second was revenue generation, and third was car count. Thank you so much for that rapid fire under the hood program. Now, tell me what your national affiliation. Do you have any program that you work with a supplier on?
National affiliation, we're a Napa Auto Care Center.
Okay.
We are AAA, ASE, members of the Better Business Bureau.
So I see in also your About Us on your website that you've been a top shop award with AAA. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was a goal that we set early on. We originally won that 3 years ago, and we've been winning it every year since. So we're pretty proud of that designation.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
What do you do to generate traffic, new business in your company besides you have a great website? What else do you do?
Well, if you knew our location, we are actually on a dead-end road in a corner of town that's reserved for industrial buildings. So not a lot of drive-by traffic. What we found out that worked well for us early on was to be part of some networking groups, definitely part of the local chambers. We're involved in three of the local chambers here. And honestly, just getting out and getting to meet some of these people and explain your business one-on-one. We've got a product that literally everybody can use. So, when you show up at these events, you're typically the only one that everybody can go and talk to.
Anything in the community that you do with Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, the community, carnivals, fundraisers?
Yeah, actually we're very heavily involved in the Kiwanis group here in Grimes. I was one of the charter members 2 years ago. And through that, I lead an upcoming event called the Easter Extravaganza. We actually have about 1,500 people that show up to this, and we just sorted 10,000 Easter eggs yesterday afternoon, getting ready for candy next weekend.
Well, that's a lot of Easter eggs.
It is. I was also involved in, I was one of 50 people last year to graduate from the Greater Moyne Leadership Institute, which was a huge honor for me. It's a year-long course that really gets us involved in the community, and just growing as both a person as a business person.
It's great to see that you are a perpetual student and you continue to listen and learn. Excellent. It's a theme I absolutely believe in, and I commend you for it. Hey, what's your secret to closing more service sales, Clint?
You kind of start closing more with the beginning of the experience. When people come in, they know that they're going to get an inspection. They almost look forward to it. We're very open and honest about what we find. We tell them right up front that we're going to go through this car top to bottom just so you have all the right information before you make a decision on it. And sometimes that means telling them not to fix the car. But when they do, they're pretty well committed to fixing the whole thing at some point.
Now, I know you told me earlier that, God, you wish you were more organized, but do you have any special disciplines or good habits that have contributed to your success?
I'm staring at it right now. I've got the whole north wall of my office is filled with all my goals. It's this thing's 10 feet wide and 4 feet tall. It's the pictures I've cut out and printed off, and I stare at it every day. So it's a constant reminder of what I'm actually here to do.
So are they? So they're picture goals rather than word goals?
Yeah, there's a couple of words in there, but most of them are just representations of getting some awards or being in a magazine or finishing a car project or being involved in some personal stuff. It's refreshing.
Well, you can take the one down that says "Be on the Remarkable Results Podcast" because now you got that.
Yeah, I actually just scratch them off. I leave them up there so I can remind me.
Excellent. Do you do anything special for Car Care Month?
No, not at all.
Okay. What's a big concern or threat to your business right now?
I think long term we're going to see a huge, our industry is going to see a huge issue with electric cars. Majority of what we do right now is emissions related and fuel related, and I think a lot of that's going to go away as they start to perfect these things. So I think we should be really concerned about it from an independent repair.
And you've jumped into hybrid, right?
Yeah, we've done a number of hybrids. They're not quite as popular here in the Midwest as we see on the coastlines, but just in our area, we've got about 5,000 of them. We have to be comfortable to work on them.
Hey, Clint, where do you see yourself in the next 3 to 5 years?
We really want to expand our business. We want to get a little closer to the main road. We could get some visibility, hire some additional people, and just start working on that exit strategy.
Aha! Exit strategy, yes. Where do you see the industry headed in the next 3 to 5 years?
I think it's going to be more difficult for the independent repair shops to start up. In Iowa, we aren't required to have any sort of permits or licensing to start a repair shop, which makes it a lot easier. But technology is really going to put a demand on some of these new shops.
What are you going to do to keep up with technology?
I don't think you can keep up with technology. You just have to be. You kind of have to be a big nerd. You have to be interested in it and go out and seek these things out. And that's really where I find all of our information is just being interested and fascinated with it in the first place.
Clint, is the car dealer a threat to your business?
I don't think so. We have a number of car dealers. The biggest ones in the state are within 3 miles of us. And sure, they do attract a lot of customers that feel like they have to go back there. But the customers that really mean a lot to us are the ones that like the independent repair shops to start with. So I don't think it's a big issue.
How about some great words to live by?
There's a Latin phrase that I'm sure I'll just murder here, but it's essentially it translates into I'll either find a way or make one, and it's something I have to say to myself all the time.
Find a way or make a way.
Correct.
Excellent. So give me a shot in Latin.
Let me pull it up. Let's see here. Aut viam in venium aut factiam.
Very good try, Clint.
Thanks.
Well, I have to tell you, I am honored to have a chance to talk to you because, all the great things you're doing in good old Grimes, Iowa. Thank you for committing to come on board and share your remarkable results story with our listeners. And this award from the U.S. Chamber, that is just over the top. I've never known anyone to get something like that. I really think it sets you apart, and I think it's going to be an incredible elixir for your business in the future.
We're truly honored. I appreciate it.
Thanks for being on board. to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.